Hello, welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and I'm bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, August 6, 2025. We'll have today a report on a recent accomplishment by a group of Argentine soldiers that reached a peak in the Himalayas and made history. This is a very important story this week in Argentina that has been highlighted by many people, including the President Javier Milei. We'll also be remembering a couple of important artists on the occasion of important dates that are marked today. And we'll be sharing a feature on Argentine groups of reggae, Argentine reggae groups. We've got several bands in Argentina that play reggae music, and we're going to be sharing music by them and obviously some information so you get to discover what are these bands like. Usually most people think of Argentina as a place of tango, but in terms of international genres or genres that are famous all around the world, there is always an Argentine, at least an Argentine group or an Argentine artist that has taken an attempt to experiment and to interpret this genre. And believe me, reggae here in Argentina is pretty big. So we're going to be exploring some groups of this genre that are from Argentina. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555. And then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, is okay for sending reception reports if you are at the AXA. This show, as they said, airs on the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet. The frequency for the shortwave listening is 5,850 kilohertz. And if you want to listen to us on the web, you can go to our webpage, rae.com.ar, and listen to us live streaming through that webpage or listening to our shows as podcasts, which are uploaded every day. And you can also download our app for mobile devices, Digital Rae, that you can get for free. It's available for both Apple and Android phones. Okay, let's get started with the music. We'd like to celebrate an anniversary. On this day, exactly 60 years ago, that's to say, August 6, 1965, Help, the fifth album of the Beatles, was released. And let's play something from this album, which was another massive hit, and I always mention how big a Beatlemania country Argentina is. In fact, we've got several Argentine Beatle bands, Beatles tribute bands, which are very big here in the country, such as the Beats that win international competitions all around the world. But let's play now a little bit of music from Help. I'm not going to play the title track because I just wanted to share with you a beautiful song. Not that Help isn't a great song, but what about Ticket to Ride, okay? To start off Rae's show today.
Yeah. She don't care. She said that living with me was bringing her down, yeah. She would never be free when I was around. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. I don't know why she's riding so high. Sure thing twice, sure to do right by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye, sure thing twice, sure to do right by me.
Doing an overview of Argentine reggae songs and bands. Once we mentioned on the show that regarding rock, pop music, there is always, or almost all the time, an Argentine counterpart of any genre. Of course, jazz, blues were the first, but also rock, folk rock, punk, progressive rock, heavy metal, and reggae was no exception. But there's always somebody who does it first, and in this case is a band that is called Sumo, founded by an Italian immigrant. Well, not immigrant, refugee. He was born in Rome, raised in Scotland, and came down to Argentina to start a band that in the first period did nothing but reggae, and reggae in English only. So well, we have to introduce Sumo as the forerunners of reggae in Argentina, and this is a track by them entitled Pinini Reggae.
Pinini reggae gonna make you flip. Pinini reggae gonna make you slip. Pinini reggae gonna
We are going over a list of reggae tracks by Argentine bands, reggae songs. This is among the first songs by the first band that performed reggae in Argentina, Sumo, in the early 1980s. And it was around that same era, mid-1980s, that a second band started performing reggae, and they became more popular than Sumo, at least on a radio broadcasting level. Los Pericos, that released their first album in the year 1986 with a more dancehall, partying, up-tempo, cheerful kind of reggae, not so much the reggae roots of Bob Marley. And well, they eventually started experimenting with other genres, but they had a couple of very, very successful albums, such as 1993's Pampas Reggae, that features this track, another reggae track, one of the many by Los Pericos, entitled Runaway. The title is in English, but the rest in Spanish. Pericos, from their album Pampas Reggae from 1993, an album that, like its predecessor, Big Juso, was a massive hit in the early 1990s, filled with hits that radios and clubs love to play. You're listening to Rae's special on Argentine reggae bands and songs. And now we are going to be moving on to a group that recently celebrated 25 years of career. They released their first album in 1995, and they have consolidated to become one of the most respected Argentine reggae bands that did nothing but reggae, pure reggae, unlike other groups that experimented with other genres. But Los Cafres really, really established with a sound that does not divert from the sound of reggae. The group was founded in 1987 and is led by Guillermo Boneto, singer Guillermo Boneto. This is one of their hits that we usually play here on Raya's playlists. Casi que me pierdo, I almost get lost. Cafres, casi que me pierdo, which can mean I almost got lost, but perder can also mean miss. I almost miss all of the beautiful things that your love can give me is another way of interpreting this song's name by Los Cafres. We're enjoying reggae music from Argentina, all of the important bands, several hits, and not only bands that dedicate to reggae exclusively, but there are groups that have had a couple of reggae hits, even though their main genre, they are not identified purely as reggae bands. And an example is Bersuit Vergarabat. It's a band that's been around for more than 3 decades that has done practically every genre, and this is an example of their variety.
Dame sencillamente lo que más te guste, lo que más te guste. Dame solamente lo que más te guste y nada más. Es que estás llena de sombras,
Silver Garabat with a reggae song entitled Sencillamente, or rather Simply. We are reviewing Argentine reggae bands and songs. And now it's the time for the latest sensation in reggae music, who started releasing albums a few years ago, at least in the mainstream. And he's got a very particular style, because he basically sings romantic ballads on reggae tracks, on reggae music. He looks like a Rastafari, I mean, with the dreadlocks and everything, but nothing, I mean, but his music is very, very romantic. I'm talking about Dread Marai. This is his biggest hit, You Without Me, Dread Marai on Rayes Reggae Special.
Es terrible percibir que te vas y no sabes el dolor que has dejado justo en mí. Te has llevado la ilusión de que un día tú serás solamente para mí o para mí. Muchas cosas han pasado mucho tiempo, fue la duda y el rencor que despertamos al ver que no nos queríamos. No, ya no, ya no nos queríamos. Oh, no. Y ahora está. Para mí, y ahora estás.
quería tú fueras solamente para mí o para mí. Hoy comprendo, puedo ver que el amor que un día yo te di no ha llenado tu interior y es por eso que te vas alejándote de mí y sin mirar hacia atrás. Hacia atrás. Pero yo, corazón, entendí en el tiempo que pasó que no nos servía ya la locura de este amor que un día sí se fue y que nunca más volvió. No volvió. Y ahora está.
Sin Me, You Without Me, romantic song with reggae music by Dread Marai, one of the latest sensations in Argentine reggae, very, very successful. This is for sure his breakthrough single from a couple of years ago, 3 summers ago. It was one of the tracks of that summer, early 2012. We're coming to the end of this Raya special on Argentine reggae bands and songs, and we're going to sign it off with a track by Fidel. Fidel was originally the frontman of a hardcore band called Todos Tus Muertos that was formed in the late 1980s and had some relatively big success in the underground scene in the early 1990s. Now, the first band by Fidel, that's how he's known nowadays, Fidel, disbanded in the mid-1990s, and then we did not hear a lot from him for a couple of years until he resurfaced, completely converted to Rastafarianism. I mean, not only the music, not only reggae, but also the religion. It is to be noted that Fidel is the descendant of African slaves, and there are not many reference of the Afro-Argentine community that are famous. But that's a huge other topic. Why the African community of Argentina, like that of Uruguay, for example, why it disappeared or it kind of blended into the huge wave of European immigration at the turn of a century. There are exceptions, people who are notably African in their looks, and in this case, in their culture, like Fidel. And this is his biggest hit album from 2008, International Love. It had several hits, and this is one of them. Luz y Compañía, Light and Company. Signing off the special that we've done today on Argentine reggae bands, reggae music and reggae songs. Hope you enjoyed it.
Vos sos mi luz y mi compañía, me diste amor, me diste alegría. Vos sos mi luz y mi compañía, me diste agua, me diste comida. Vos sos mi luz y mi compañía, cicatrizaste todas mis heridas. Vos sos mi luz y mi compañía, por eso yo te quiero todos los días. En las calles oscuras o en la playa bajo el sol, tiritando de frío, transpirando de calor. En el micro, en el auto, en el tren o en el avión, vos me acompañás en toda ocasión. En todo momento vos estás presente, gracias a vos yo estoy vigente. Quiero decirte un poco lo que se siente con
con una canción no sé si es suficiente. Son mi luz y mi compañía. Me diste amor, me diste alegría. Vos sos mi luz y mi compañía. Me diste agua, me diste comida. Vos sos mi luz y mi compañía. Cicatrizaste todas mis heridas. Vos sos mi luz y mi compañía. Por eso yo te quiero todos los días. Estás a mi izquierda y estás a mi derecha. Cuando me rechazaron de niño, vos me abrazaste y me diste tu cariño. Y ahora que los tiempos son serios, vos me iluminas sacando el misterio. Ahora que el tiempo ha pasado, nunca solo me has dejado. Vos sos mi luz y mi compañía. Me diste amor, me diste alegría. Vos sos mi luz y mi compañía. Me diste agua, me diste comida. Vos sos mi luz y mi compañía. Cicatrizaste todas mis heridas. Vos sos mi luz y mi compañía. Por eso yo te quiero todos los días.
And that brings us to the end of this segment on Argentine reggae bands. And now we'll be talking about a group of Argentine soldiers who have just written a brand new chapter in our mountain history. On August 5, 2025, a patrol from the Argentine army stood on the summit of Mount Kun, more than 7,000 meters above sea level, and they became the first Argentine military mountaineering unit to reach a Himalayan peak. And they did it on a very symbolic date, Mountain Troops Day in Argentina. This achievement is historic for several reasons. First, the obvious one. The Himalayas are the highest mountain range on Earth. Mount Kun, at 7,077 meters, is part of the Nun Kun Massif, a rugged, glacier-covered region in the Indian territory of Ladakh, not far from the border with Kashmir. The climb demands technical skill, extreme endurance, and the ability to adapt to sudden changes in weather. It's a far cry from a casual hike, and even for seasoned mountaineers, it's a challenge that pushes human limits. The Argentine team, integrated by 9 soldiers from across the country, did not go alone. This was a bi-national expedition carried out together with the Indian Army as part of a program to strengthen ties between both nations' mountain troops. In total, around 67 people were involved: climbers, support staff, rescue experts, and logistics crews. The journey began in mid-July. The Argentine contingent left Buenos Aires, crossed the globe and joined their Indian counterparts in the mountainous Ladakh region. From there, the combined team set off from Kumatang, heading toward the Suru Valley, where they established their base camp at an altitude of 3,900 meters. Over the next days, they moved higher, establishing a series of camps to acclimatize. One at 5,300 meters, another at 6,000 meters, and a final high camp at 6,200 meters. At each stage, they trained together, practicing avalanche rescue drills, refining rope team techniques, and conducting high-altitude medical checks. Communications were maintained with the Starlink, satellite link, vital in terrain where phone signals vanished completely. The weather was unpredictable, snow one hour, sunshine the next, but the team waited patiently for a clear window. Then, just after midnight on August 5, they began their summit push. Headlamps pierced the darkness and crampons bit into the ice. The final ascent involved steep snow slopes, creviced glaciers and narrow ridges, the kind of terrain where a single misstep can be fatal. At approximately 15 minutes past midnight, they stepped onto the summit of Mount Coon. There, under a canopy of stars and surrounded by the jagged silhouettes of the Himalayas, the Argentine flag was unfurled, flapping in the thin, freezing wind. Back home, the news spread quickly. The Argentine army posted a photograph of the summit moment, accompanied by just two words: Orgullo Argentino, Argentine pride. The date made the achievement even more symbolic. Mounting Troops Day, a celebration of the men and women who serve in Argentina's high-altitude units. Let's meet some of these climbers. From Mendoza, Major Ramiro Antoniana of the 8th Mountain Brigade, a veteran of countless Andean expeditions. From Neuquén, Captain Rodrigo Orellano of Mountain Engineering Battalion No. 6. And from provinces like Salta, Jujuy, Córdoba, Chubut, San Juan, and Santa Fe, Sergeants Pedro Rodriguez, Néstor Maidana, Juan Bustos, and others, representing the diversity of Argentina's armed forces. Each soldier brought not just technical skill, but a piece of their homeland's mountain heritage to the Himalayas. But this climb didn't happen overnight. It was the result of more than a year of preparation, which even included a warm-up expedition in January 2025, when the same Argentine-Indian team climbed Aconcagua, the highest peak in the Americas, together with members of the French military. The idea was simple: train in each other's mountains, share techniques, and build trust. In the Andes, the Indian team learn to handle high-altitude winds and loose rock. In the Himalayas, the Argentines face towering ice walls, shifting glaciers, and the oxygen-thin air above 7,000 meters. Why does this matter? For the soldiers, it's about pushing the limits of endurance and skill. For the military, it's about international cooperation and readiness for operations in extreme environments. And for Argentina, it's a reminder that our mountain culture, rooted in the Andes, can stand shoulder to shoulder with the world's best in the highest mountains on Earth. It's also a cultural bridge. In Ladakh, the Argentines trained with their Indian counterparts in ancient mountain villages, share meals of lentils and rice, and learn a few words in Hindi, just as the Indians that tasted yerba mate and Argentine asado during their time in Mendoza. The climb down was as important and dangerous as the way up. But by the following day, all members of the expedition had returned safely to base camp. From there, they began the long journey back, carrying with them the satisfaction of having left an Argentine footprint where none had been before. So today we salute the courage of these Argentine climbers and their partners from the Indian Army for making history together on Mount Kun. From the peaks of the Andes to the roof of the world, Argentina's mountain troops have shown that altitude is no barrier to ambition. Let's suddenly change the scenery and go from the Himalayas to the Caribbean, because we're gonna talk about Cuba and Cuban music. Because exactly 20 years ago, in 2005, August 6, the world of music said farewell to Ibrahim Ferrer. He died at the age of 78 in the Cuban capital, Havana. He became a global celebrity after the release of Buena Vista Social Club, the music project headed by American guitarist Ray Cuda that was turned into a documentary directed by Wim Wenders in the late 1990s. Basically, this project consisted of bringing together legendary figures of Cuban music of the early mid-20th century, when they were in their 60s, 70s, 80s, even 90s, in the case of Compay Segundo, who also integrated this all-star ensemble of Cuban music legends. And Ibrahim Ferrer was among the most charismatic, and also sang some of the hits of Buena Vista Social Club. And that's what we are going to enjoy now, to remember Ibrahim Ferrer, who's also super popular here in Argentina. This song, Dos Gardenias, has been versioned by Latin American artists all over the world.
Do dos gardenias para ti, con ella quiero decir, te quiero, te adoro, mi vida. Ponle todas tu atención, que serán tu corazón y el mío. Dos gardenias para ti, que tendrán todo el calor de un beso, de esos besos que te di y que jamás te encontrarán en el calor de otro querer. A tu lado vivirán y se hablarán como cuando estás conmigo, y hasta creerán que se dirá te quiero. Pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se mueren, es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. A tu lado vivirán y se hablarán solo cuando estás conmigo, y hasta creerán que se dirán te quiero. Pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. Es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer.
And that was Ibrahim Ferrer with Dos Gardenias, remembering the anniversary of his death. And there is another anniversary that we'd like to mark today. In 1994, Domenico Modugno passed away in the island of Sicily. This is an icon of Italian music, but Argentina being, so to speak, the most Italian country outside of Italy, we have a passion for many Italian musicians and Italian artists, including Domenico Modugno, whose song Nel Blu Dipinto di Blu, mainly known as Volare, was a massive hit in the late 1950s and still is massive all around the world. Argentina having this very special relationship with Italy, especially in the area surrounding Buenos Aires, where the Italian influence is everywhere, in food, in music, even the accent, even the way Porteños or Buenos Aires people speak is influenced by Italy and by Italian. In fact, I always say that if you get a Spanish speaker to learn, sorry, an Italian native speaker to learn Spanish, the result will sound very similar to an Argentine, even if that person never set foot on Argentina. Well, long story short, Argentina loves Italy, Argentina loves Italian music, and Argentines remember very dearly Domenico Modugno, who passed away exactly 31 years ago on August 6th, 1994. And let's play now his best remembered song, Nel Blu Dipinto di Blu, that is mostly known as Volare, flying.
Penso che un sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, e volavo, volavo felice, più in alto del sole ed ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù, una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, ma tutti i sogni nell'alba svaniscono perché quando tramonta la luna li porta con sé. Ma io continuo a sognare negli occhi tuoi belli, che sono blu come un cielo trapunto di stelle. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù, e continuo a volare felice, più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano scompare negli occhi tuoi blu. La tua voce è una musica dolce che suona per me. Di stare qua giù nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù con te.
Nel blu dipinto di blu by Domenico Modugno from Italy on the occasion of his death anniversary, exactly 31 years ago in 1994. And with this, we come to the end of today's edition of RAI in English, that is aired via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5850 kHz, and also via internet on rai.com.ar and our app for mobile devices, Digital RAI, that you can download for free. For contacting us, send emails to qslrai@gmail.com or letters to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Thank you for listening. I'm Fernando Farias. Hasta mañana.